Folks, it's time for some halfway true fun facts about Kansas State Wildcat football and a bunch of stuff I made up. The Kansas State Wildcats football program started on either Thanksgiving Day, 1893, or November 3rd, 1894, depending on who you talk to. It was Thanksgiving. I was there. Our football ran out of air, so we substituted a Thanksgiving butterball turkey with the best mother-in-law stuffing you ever did taste. Either way, the Wildcats won both games. Their first loss was in 1896 to a squad from Fort Riley. In those days, coaches usually lasted 1 year, performing the duties as player coaches or as just recent graduates. We tried to fire ourselves before the school could do it. This pattern changed in 1905 when Mike Ahern coached the team until 1910 with a winning record of 39-12. He also coached the basketball team, the baseball team, was athletic director, and helped build the Memorial Stadium. A player from those days explained it in the yearbook.
Guy was clever. I'll give him that. During practice, instead of lifting weights, he made us carry bricks and lay them in place. In 2 years, we had a new stadium.
Charlie Backman, who coached the team much of the 1920s and made his way into the Collegiate Hall of Fame, is credited with nicknaming the team Wildcats.
You know, up to then, we didn't have a name. Other teams just called us Cuckoo KSU, those dandies from Manhattan, or those farm boys we can't quite get the smell off of.
From the mid-30s until the 90s, KSU football went into a steep decline. Unlike other schools of their size, they neglected to spend money on football, and their poor winning record showed it.
Listen, you want Orange Bowl bids or kids that can change the world with a solid education?
What's that? Orange Bowl bids?
I thought so.
Folks, those have been some halfway true facts about Kansas State University Wildcats football and a bunch of malarkey I made up. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe.